Kayak suara gue lagi sak, gue agak bisa kayak Dwayne Wade waktu All-Star Game. This is the most valuable NBA season preview podcast in Indonesia. Box out edisi preview team per team.
Yes, sir.
We gonna talk about Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yang gue rasa tim yang kayaknya sebelum off-season dimulai tidak disangka improvement-nya tuh at least dari standpoint, oh pemain ini kesini tuh cukup lumayan took the headlines lah ya. Mungkin mungkin it's this and Minnesota obviously karena project kultusnya Danny Ainge di Utah Jazz. But kalau tadi gue bilang, Cleveland, this is for you. Cleveland, is it the year? Is this is it-nya? Maksud gue kayak, gue gak bilang juara lah ya. Okay, tapi maksud gue, mereka ini udah cukup punya banyak bahan baku. Ya, dengan Donovan Mitchell going in there, menurut lo untuk bisa jadi tim yang dikatakan elite. Kalau musim lalu kan, they were a play-in team basically kan. Right? Kalahnya lawan Nets. Nah musim ini, with that firepower, karena bagi gue sih harusnya this team bukan tim play-in sama sekali.
This is a playoff team for sure.
Yeah. Gitu. Talk to me about trade-off-nya deh. Karena bagi gue, gue tetap ngerasa lebih banyak manfaatnya sang lo punya Donovan Mitchell. We had this conversation, Donovan Mitchell bagi lo akan turun. Bagi gue, you know what? Menurut gue malah dia yang bakal jadi go-to guy-nya sebenarnya di tim itu.
Of course.
Kalau pas dari lo mau bilang dia main obol atau enggak, gitu ya. So what is your take tentang Cleveland ini? Kayak ekspektasi yang sehat, mereka akan legit good gini. Coba kasih gue proporsi. Antara dia akan sesuai ekspektasi versus dia akan mengecewakan. Bukan jelek ya, tapi kayak oh kita di sini nih kayak. So fluktuasinya gimana menurut
mereka
lo?
Mereka posisi 7-8 nya itu udah mengecewakan atau bukan? Let's just check the
menurut gue, bagi gue sih di under the radar, tapi gue gak tahu buat lo.
7-8 tuh I think it's karena I just saw the Nets this morning.
Wah, ini kan Fata Morgana.
It's a bit frightening. Fata Morgana
preseason. Yeah, no.
I have
I have the Nets even higher. Jadi bagi gue.
I think 7 or 8 is a good expectation for them.
Oh, jadi bagi lo masih tim play-in?
Karena, I mean like 7 or 8 is a playoff team, right? I mean like in the old days.
Maksud lo, dia akan berhasil melalui play-in untuk masuk playoff.
But the East is just too stacked at the moment.
Where do you have them? 7 ya?
Berarti 7 lah, 7.
6 tim di atasnya siapa aja?
You get Bucks, Heat, in no particular
sure.
order.
And
Bucks,
the Nets.
Heat, Celtics, Nets Sixers.
Yeah.
Itu udah pasti.
Itu udah berapa sih jumlahnya? 5? 6?
5. Yeah.
Then I have them at 6. Who do you have at 6?
The Raptors. Atau enggak?
You taking the Raptors?
Yeah, man.
Over the Cavs?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
Lo tuh emang bener-bener sebegitu cinta sama Pascal Siakam ya?
No. Enggak lah. Tapi I think, and this is where it's interesting kan. Lo bilang firepower-nya ada. Yes, yeah. Of course you got Kevin Love. You got Darius Garland.
Yeah.
You got Donovan Mitchell. That's the offensive core.
Okay.
Ada Caris LeVert juga off the bench.
Yeah. Evan Mobley.
And then Evan Mobley, Jared Allen.
Bakal Isaac evolusi Okoro. Dia kan. Dari Charmander langsung loncat jadi Charizard kan.
Charizard is a sucky Pokemon. But anyways,
it's a sucky Pokemon.
Karena kelemahan terhadap Rock itu membuat dia tidak kompetitif. Anyways, terhadap Rock.
Oh, batu.
Karena dia 4 times weakness terhadap Rock kan.
Ya, dari berapa tim sih di NBA yang elemennya Rock? Bro, Ash Ketchum akhirnya juara loh. Baik gue tau gak sih di animenya?
Akhirnya ya.
Beating
Cynthia. Yeah. Anyways, tapi itu kayak pas tuh. Cuman there's one bit of satu weak link-nya kalau menurut gua it's like in the wing play.
Okay, yeah.
Wing play.
For sure.
Jadi Okoro is a great one way player. Tapi in terms of like his offensive, dia kayak Tybull in a lesser version.
Okay, jadi defense aja. Sama bikin vlog kayak Tybull juga ya.
Ini makanya lesser version kan dia enggak bikin vlog. Tybull masih ada entertainment value-nya.
Okay.
Anyways, but yeah, I think that would be one thing that they need to address.
Yeah.
In a wing play, tapi ngelihat how you said Donovan Mitchell is a seasoned veteran, competitive playoff player. I mean, they might be able to, you know, he might be able to win them games.
Ini daripada kita prediksi mulu dan kita tidak bisa bersepakat soal itu ya bro ya. Karena lu gak tahu ya lu dibayar habis sih mempol palele ya. Pro Kanada banget gitu loh. Temen gue tuh ada yang ke Kanada kemarin. Gue kira Kanada tuh semoderat semaju itu, ternyata dia dua kali dikira dikatain Chinese loh. Berapa Chinese sekali.
Tadi pun Bucks belum disebut sebenarnya.
Bukannya udah di awal Bucks? Heat
belum.
Nah, sorry, Bucks,
Nets, Bucks, Heat,
Sixers. That's five.
Sama lagi tadi apa ya? Udah ya tadi.
Iya, kesebut bro. Kesebut. Oh, nama pertama soalnya.
Okay.
Tapi terlepas dari ekspektasi, kalau kita ngomongin perubahan deh, lo kan udah nyebut, lo karena lo suzon, lo kan nyebut sisi negatifnya dulu. Secara neutral.
I said they have the firepower, okay. They have the good defensive power. That's a plus.
Let's talk about the firepower. How will the firepower be deployed? Dalam artian perubahan permainannya akan berubah skema gak? Kan kalau misalnya musim lalu, Cleveland identik dengan the big lineup.
Yes, lawan yang
main. Sekarang dia udah gak ada. Right, obviously Donovan Mitchell is not just a better player, but a different player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kira-kira tim ini akan ada perubahan gaya main, atau lebih kayak musim lalu, tapi akan lebih improved in certain aspects.
It's more the latter kayaknya sih. Harusnya. Karena mereka masih bisa slotting in Dean Wade. And then
Dean Wade
is a legit basketball player.
Sekarang udah ada dua pemain off the bench yang lo bilang tuh legit kan. Kayak. Tapi lo masih dengan Raptors ya.
Terus juga ada Ricky Rubio.
Oke.
Okay. Right, I think itu akan mirip tahun lalu. There's a three guard lineup. Tahun lalu mungkin Sexton, Garland sama Rubio. Sekarang jadinya Garland, Donovan Mitchell, and Rubio.
Okay.
Cuman I think Lauri Markkanen role-nya bisa digantikan lah, to a certain degree, right? I think Kevin Love will play more minutes.
Ini tim yang sebenarnya sampai pemain ke-9 tuh lo masih bisa hafal namanya?
Masih.
That's a pretty deep team, bro.
That's a deep team.
That is a deep team, deep man. Team. Pemain ke-9 Raptors siapa ya?
Wancho!
Oh yang main itu? Oh dia?
Cole Cruz.
Oh dia masuk ya? Ya lumayan lah ada satu nama itu. Oke. Enggak, tapi menurut lo, karena menurut gue harusnya sih gak terlalu.
We're discounting out the Bulls completely.
Yeah, fuck the Bulls. Kalau lo ngomongin soal Donovan Mitchell ya, I don't want to talk about the quality, tapi ada potensi, fit problems nggak? At least.
No.
Lo kalau mau susah nggak apa-apa di situ.
No. I think JB Bickerstaff can integrate. Karena mereka dia itu bisa make the three big lineup work.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's there's something in him that you know dia bisa get the buy-ins of the players, right? Getting Lauri Markkanen to play three and play more on the perimeter and then moving his feet on the defense. Harusnya Donovan Mitchell punya athletic tools yang di atas rata-rata.
Yeah, and there's no Rudy Gobert. Jadi gak akan jadi masalah. Kan. Oh, do I have to pass? Oh, they're so...
Yeah, masih muda-muda kan. Egonya belum segede Gobert, so he can actually... Cuman, one more thing I want to point out adalah... gue bilang, there's a lack of three-point shooting. Yang bisa membuat Cavs go a bit down sih.
From knockdown ya. Mungkin dibandingin, especially... Ini the context is... Dibandingkan tim-tim elit di East. I would say kayaknya itu deh pembeda yang cukup utama. I mean Bucks kita tahu they're gonna jump it out for 3-point, right?
Yes.
Obviously the Heat have a lot of capable shooters.
Yeah.
Celtics pun kita lihat musim lalu dengan space ball mereka.
Yes, that's right.
It's full of shooters.
Yeah.
Sixers have shooters juga kan? They got the center yang bisa nge-shoot and they have James Harden. If he comes back to his best, yeah, he's gonna shoot a lot of threes.
Yes, right? That's right. Miami Heat punya Max Strus.
Yeah.
They're like hero, Gabe Vincent. And this guy, and this team, di luar Mitchell sama Garland, sama Love, there's no 35% three-point shooter.
Enggak, bagi gue itu valid ya. Tapi kan kayak, itu kayak, oh musim lalu kita main 3 big nih, kita main satu yang gak conventional. Right?
Bisa juga.
Gue agak mengapresiasi, going against the grain.
Yeah.
Walaupun itu tidak semerta-merta berarti akan bisa menutup lubang yang lu bilang tadi. I think the big question is Evan Mobley.
Evan Mobley
tadi mungkin dalam ankle. Analogi Pokemon.
Tadi ankle dia pagi.
Ankle. Oh, tapi sampai kena ankle gimana mainnya tadi?
Okay, main.
Ankle tinggal ke Haji Naim kan.
Benar juga. So the Pokemon thing.
Okay, lu kan enggak sepakat Charmander kan 4 kali rock nih ya. Jadi apa Dark Charmander atau Dark Charizard?
Infernape.
Oh, Infernape sih. Sadis walaupun agak kecil ya. So untuk Pokemon yang stage 3 gitu. Gila, yang kayak Sun Gokong kan bentuknya.
Yo,
nah, soalnya gini, terkadang wing defense is a weakness. The thing yang bikin gue lumayan ngeri-ngeri sedap nih, Evan Mobley adalah footage-footage dia ketika nge-switch keluar.
There's, bro. There's just one footage yang dimana gue lupa. Dia lagi main sama siapa ya? Oh, sama Shay. And then Shay as super crafty kan lagi. Shay beat him.
Yeah.
Tapi in split second, tiba-tiba
recover.
Dia recover lagi. Jadi komik-komik gitu lah gitu. Yeah. Okay.
Ini walaupun dia di sisi defense offense ya. Kemarin kan gue udah nonton pembantaian Manchester United juga. Right. Terus Halan menggila kan.
Robot.
Ya. Yeah.
Nah, robot.
Abis itu biasa di Twitter kan gue ngeliat. Gue search scrollingnya ya. Ya ini by the way ketika podcastnya diambil gak lama abis Manchester Derby ya. Jadi kalau nanti pasti publish agak usang ya mohon dimaklumi. Gue buka Twitter.
Oke.
Okay. Ya. Terus kalau lu lihat kayak kan orang suka bikin shit post gitu kan kayak videonya apa untuk menggambarkan bola kan. Jadi ada kayak Halan versus Lisandro Martinez. Ya. Empat video itu isinya orang cebol lagi dihajar, Mas. Kayak iya, kayak it's so wrong. It's so wrong ya. Tapi gue gak kenal lo. Kayak lo tau di WWE kan ada siapa di Great Khali itu yang gede.
Iya.
Lagi nampar orang lebih kuntan dari Rey Mysterio bro. Di park. Nah that's what happens kalau Evan Mobley ketemu Treyang.
Iya, easy. Mobley di challenge sama JB Bickerstaff. Kalau lo gak dapet DPOY kali per season, get the fuck out of here. But anyways, that's okay. A challenge for him.
Okay, here's my challenge to JB Bickerstaff. Lebih penting Evan Mobley jadi DPOY.
Atau
jadi solid like his offensive game yang step up. Especially in terms of being able to shoot more threes. Because that opens things up.
That can.
Bagi gue, we already know at least tanpa dia perlu jadi DPOY, he can switch out.
Yeah.
I think kalau lu ngomong soal masalah wing, kan lu juga bilang tadi from a defense standpoint. Ya itu lumayan bisa ketambah lah Okoro is kind of like Thibault and si Mobley can switch out right?
Yes.
Nah it's from the offensive side like can bisa nggak walaupun he can attack ya yeah, he can cut he can play di bawah rim dan mungkin di atas sana but if he can stretch the floor
yeah it's gonna be ini
nah, that's jadi, gonna be a different level dan kelemahan yang soal 3-point shooting itu ada satu solusi lainnya.
There's one debate diskusi di dalam grup kemarin. We talked about who's gonna be the next Brook Lopez.
Yeah, oh Splash Mountain ya.
Tiba-tiba saat in one from one season taking 0.5 threes per game.
Naik
jadi 5 threes per game and hitting 38%.
Well, gak mungkin Jared Allen kan?
Gak mungkin Jared Allen. Oh, but Jared Allen shooting threes and practice. Like every center in the NBA.
See?
Tiap off-season kayak, I'm shooting threes.
Yang sebenernya if Andre Drummond does that shit, anybody's doing
tapi
that.
Tapi Jared Allen sama Mobley ini menarik karena they both are quite decent free throw shooters. Jadi selalu di grup ATTL itu salah satu proxy untuk melihat apakah big position shooting is a free throw shooting.
Yeah, itu kan klasik itu kan that's how you measure pemain dari NCAA kan.
Yeah,
bukan 3 point NCAA tapi free throw.
The free throw. Nah, I think Mobley itu has the form.
Mekaniknya udah bagus.
Mekaniknya udah okay. Jared Allen juga bisa. So I think like for one or two attempts per game.
Jadi kenaikan jadi gini what you trying to say adalah kenaikan di Splash Mountain ya dibagi dua gitu kan.
Specials.
Jadi Splash Twin Towers. Gitu kan kalau drink semua ini Baradur sama Isengard
gundukan lah sih gundukan.
Okay. So yeah, that is basically it tentang Cavs. Jadi gua kayaknya sedikit lebih
kenal apa ketujuh Cavs.
Six lah. Fuck man.
Okay, let's
go. Lo masih Raptors di Raptors. 6. Okay, yaudah nanti pas episode preview Raptors, itu akan gue scrutinize sebisa mungkin ya. Walaupun gue fans Indiana, tapi kayaknya gue lebih pede sama tim dari negara bagian di sebelahnya Indiana daripada yang di sebelah utara border.